The home that sat here once had a beautiful view of the water. But it was the water, combined with Hurricane Katrina's powerful winds, that destroyed everything in this area on August 29th. These damaged structures bear witness to the devastating power of Katrina. No one lives at number 5200 anymore, but the beaches here still look inviting. Workers are cleaning debris from the white sand to make the beaches safe for returning residents and the tourists local communities would like to lure back. One of the first beachfront residents to return to Gulfport was retired U.S. Army Colonel Raymond Whitner.
Everything we had was lost. We found one golf club, and that was it.
When he and his wife fled in one vehicle, they left behind this car, which ended up on a nearby neighbor's lot. One of the people helping clear lots here is Rudolph Karen, who left his job in Georgia to come over and help with the recovery on the Mississippi coast. He says what he found when he arrived was even worse than what he had seen in television reports.
I call home and I call the organizations I volunteered with, and I tell them, until you come down here and you see how much is destroyed, you cannot imagine, you can't comprehend how the destruction down here.
Colonel Whitner says his insurance company has paid for his loss, and he's determined to rebuild here.
Everybody in this block is committed to rebuilding, but it's going to take so long, it's quite a challenge.
Another challenge is the very real possibility that this area could be hit by future hurricanes. But Colonel Whitmer says the lure of life by the water is strong.
Something about the coast. It's being on the water. You know, when you look at the map of America and the population areas, it's all on the coast and rivers. It's just a wonderful place to live. It's a great way of life, great people, great weather. It's just a great place to live. And you look out there, isn't it beautiful?
Sometimes heartbreakingly beautiful. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Gulfport, Mississippi.